Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Gauss Talk Radio, another blast-off show from 84 PA, high on the hill. Is it hot enough for everybody out there? Sure is here, about 95 in the shade. Well, first I want to give a big shout-out to my boys down in Flamingo K Coffee Club and D&T Home Watch. Like I told you, that D&T Home Watch, these guys are Batman and Robin. Believe me, they'll watch your canary, your pet turtle, your goldfish, your house, your car, your condo, your home. I've seen these guys in action. They're Cape Crusaders, man. They are good. You want them, give them a call. They're in Bradenton, Florida, right across the island. Well, let's get to the show. We got a lot to talk about. Pirates over the weekend. What do you think of them? How about just Le'Veon Bell situation? He's tested. He didn't take the test. He said he changed his phone number so nobody could get a hold of him. Anybody believe that crap? I don't think so. Give us a call, 516-666-9990. Le'Veon, if you're listening, which you probably are, everybody's listening to this show, get your shit together, please. I mean, you're throwing away millions of dollars for dope. And that's why they call it dope. Because if you do it, you are a dope. You're a great athlete. And you're throwing it away, buddy. Shameful. I wish I had half your skill. I wish I had half your potential when I was your age. It's a shame. Well, let's hope he comes back in four games and here's what I'd do. He comes back in four games. I run him ragged. I run the wheels off. If he's healthy, fine. I keep running him. I use him up. He gets hurt, he gets hurt. Next year, franchise him. I run his wheels off next year. Then I leave him go. Bye-bye. That's what I'd do. And how about this Buccos over the weekend. Anybody tune in to watch that game yesterday? Pretty good. How about that Frazier kid? I told you this kid was going to be good. How about the bench on the Pirates? Damn good. Freeze, Joyce, Rodriguez, this Frazier kid. Tell you what, I think old Gung Ho Gang got beat out by Freeze on third. I tell you what, I'd bench Gang. I'd put Freeze on third, and I'd bring Bell up to play first. Please bring Bell up to play first and get rid of Jaso, please. What are you waiting for, Pirates? Let's do it. Anybody want to talk about that? Look, give me a call, 516-666-9990. Waiting for the call. Anybody want to talk about Steeler training camp? They're going Thursday. Can you believe football season's here? Yeah. About time. Can't wait, even though Bell got suspended. He's going to miss four games, which he claims he's not going to miss one game. We'll see about that. I think the Steelers still have a great shot. Imagine if they had these two pot smokers playing this year with Bell and Martavis. Jeez, with the offense they'd have. Instead, they got two dope blowers. It's amazing. It's amazing to me that these guys want to put their career up in smoke. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But, hey, that's their life. D'Angelo Williams, I think, will fill in. I think he'll fill in great. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's hit that phone call. What do you say? You're on.
Hello, God.
Hello.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
It's Merv. Hey, Merv. It's Merv from
brother?
Florida. All right. How are you?
Oh, man. Doing good. Doing good. Doing good. I'm going to have
hey,
to move out of the way.
I don't know if you heard me, but
a little new addition here, a little bulldog doesn't shut up.
Hey, I put the
back in the port. No, no, you're staying in there. Yeah. Get in there. Yeah, go ahead.
You know that Penn State fiasco with, what's his name? The guy that molested
Sandusky?
The kids. What's his name? Sandusky.
Sandusky. Sandusky.
Yeah. Well, they come out and they said that McQuarrie, the quarterback, remember him, the red-headed kid?
Yeah.
They said he told Bradley and Shavano.
That's the rumors, yeah.
Yeah,
and both have denied it.
Yeah, now you've been around football long enough to know these coaches know everything. They know everything that goes on.
They talk.
McCreary said he told both of them, and I don't believe that they didn't know.
Well, I mean, I saw on the internet, and it was posted in the paper here too, at Tampa paper, where they go back and when they undid those court files, I guess that it was brought to Paterno's attention clear back in 1976, I think it said.
Oh, I heard that.
Yes, somebody, some kid that was, I'll say abused. Or at least, come on to by Sandusky, went and told Paterno, and he told her, "You want to hear about it?" and walked away. That was in the paper. You go back and, back to 1998 and all the other stuff is out there. I mean, yeah, the way Paterno ran that program, I can't believe he didn't know. He knew everything. And like
exactly.
You said, something like that, it's kind of hard to keep quiet within your organization. Do I believe McCleary? Do I think McCleary's a punk because he didn't step in there and, stop when he saw it? Said to go home, tell his father. Do I believe he told the other coaches before that? Probably. Yeah. I mean, of course they're going to deny it because it's his word against theirs. And, their career's on the line now too. That's going to be brought into question. So,
oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, do I think, yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't think, not,
yeah.
I don't think McCleary has anything to hide, because he's finished.
Right.
Nobody's going to hire him.
Right.
So,
and Bradley,
this goes back a long way.
Isn't he?
Pardon me?
I think Bradley's coaching for USC, isn't he? Or is it UCLA?
One of the two. I think it's UCLA, and then you got Shavano, whatever his name is. He's at Ohio State, so I think that's a possibility. Absolutely, they're going to deny it. Continue to deny it. Absolutely.
Yep.
So,
another question: what do you think of this Le'Veon Bell deal?
Well. He needs to get his act together. I was reading also in the sports stuff today that this quote could be a blessing in disguise for the Steelers. He gets 4 more weeks to rehab or get better, plus the fact that, I guess, from his contract standpoint, it kind of puts him at a little disadvantage. So, there's a lot of maneuvering behind the scenes, I'm sure. Everybody's saying, why didn't he show up? Well, he probably didn't show up because he knew he was going to test positive.
He said he changed his phone number.
I don't buy that for a second. Yeah, I get land off the coast of Florida, I'd like to say, too. I'm not buying that, But there's,
right.
You don't get to that position and have that kind of crap go on. I don't buy it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Bill Clinton. He didn't inhale,
I didn't inhale.
But I think that I don't think he's ready to play. From what I'm hearing, if he does play at this point, he's not going to be 100%. So, from a physical standpoint, this may be a little blessing in disguise. But I think you were telling me earlier in the week that. This is one strike, and, the next time it's a year,
Yep.
He's heading on the wrong street.
He's going down that street, Martavius Bryant going down. Same one. Caught up in smoke.
Hey, tell
there. Me. Yeah, I lost you for a minute.
Well, okay. Hey, what I was going to ask you about was the was the Steeler draft choices. I was looking at them again all week. I think they did pretty good. I guess it all depends on how quick they come on. This Artie Burns at cornerback, and then the Davis at safety. You know, if you read all their stuff about them, they were top notch players. And who's a Hargrave, the defensive tackle? He's a pretty good stud. I like the two linebackers they got in the 6th and 7th round too. That Tyler kid from Temple. I don't believe he lasted that long. Reading his stuff, he's all over the field. He's a monster.
He's a tackling machine.
He's not that big. He's got like 6'1", but hey, can't always put it in the. Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. You can't take that away. And that Travis Feeney, he's 6'4". I guess he can run. So I think they did all right. The big hole I see here is, what are they going to do at quarterback?
That's
they got
true.
Big Ben.
Behind Ben. Yeah.
Yeah, they signed Gronkowski. They, the fellow Dormonter. And he's good. He's been there 11 years, but Landry Jones, come on. I don't see him being I don't see it. And then you got
Landry Jones either.
Yeah, there's another guy. I guess it's been there with him a couple of years from somewhere in Texas, where he's from, but he hasn't played at all. So what happens if Big Ben gets hurt? You got a couple guys that come in and maybe do it for a couple weeks, but they got to start developing a quarterback. They got to get somebody in there that's going to be the future, because Ben Stafford nails, but he's not going to last. The way he plays, he's not going to last a whole lot longer.
He's 34.
Does, but you don't take those hits like he takes at times, and stay alive.
He likes to hold on to the ball.
I haven't heard anything from the Steelers about going after any type of quarterback, or even in the draft, they didn't even seem like they were going to do it. So, I think that's a hole that they better focus on here in the very near future.
They better go on the waiver wire during the summer when people start getting cut.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but why are they getting cut?
Well, they're no good, but they might be better than what they have.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, who's going to take over the reins? I'm not looking for somebody that's going to come in for a game or two or a quarter. Who's gonna step in? I mean, just like the Broncos, they're in trouble.
Oh yeah.
Do they have? The guy who they thought was going to be there, he ditched them. So I don't know.
Not only that, they gave Von Miller half their payroll.
Yeah, they did. I saw that too. Yeah. So I don't know.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But
good luck quarterback.
I'm just a little leery about that. I don't know. Like I said, I hope he stays healthy. If he stays healthy, I think the Steelers should do quite well.
Have you followed the Buccos at all?
Yes,
down here in Florida.
Yeah, I watch. We don't get them that often down here, but every time we get them on TV, I watch them. A lot of times they'll do the game of the week, that kind of stuff, and I'll get to see. I see, the last couple weeks, the last couple series, they've done all right. They've got 2 out of 3 from Philly and 2 out of 3 from the Brewers. They're not too far off the wild card pace. I think there's, the Dodgers and Miami and the Mets and St. Louis are ahead of them, but they're all close. I think the Pirates are about 520 and St. Louis is 531. As far as winning percentages, the Mets are right above them. So they're close. I mean, they're not too far out. And what are they? I'm not looking for them to catch the Cubs, but they're only 3.5 out now.
Well, the Cubs got Chapman today from the Yankees.
Oh, he did?
Closer.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So, how about that pitcher, Donner? You're probably familiar with him, that Archer kid from Tampa Bay.
He was.
They're talking about trading for that guy. You think that's worth
it? Well, as I told you before, he was going to be the contention for the Cy Young Award. That's where they build him down here, and he hasn't done much this whole season. I mean, he's At one time, he was 1-9. I think he's what, 5-13 or something now. But he's got an ERA of 4.5, 4.6 or something, 4.6. But so he hasn't lived up to what he, you know. And I'm sure, you know, being their ace, they're going to want a lot for him. But there's a couple other Tampa Bay pitchers they're looking at too, aren't they? Looking at some Moore and Arduzzi.
Yeah, another guy.
His name is. Yeah, there's two on there they're looking at. And, you know, they're both ERAs in the fours. You know, I'm sure they can get them for a little bit less than they would for Archer. But there's a pitcher from big guy from the Yankees are looking at too, aren't they? He's like 6'7". I forget his name. Starts with a P.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't remember his name. Don't remember his name.
Saw that.
Have a date. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But he's a big guy. He's like 6'7", 260. He's a big guy.
Well, Marv, I got another phone call here.
All right, hey, I'll get off. I'll tune back in, take a listen. Maybe I'll give you a call back. If I get any questions. All right, bud?
All right, thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah. See you.
All right. Hi. Hello. You're on Gauze Talk.
Hi, it's Luke.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on Gauze Talk. What's your name? You're on Gauze Talk Radio. Thought we hung up on me. Call in, 516-666-9990. Give me a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Steelers, Penguins, Pirates. We got it all right here. And another question to throw out. Anybody impressed with this Glasnow kid? That kid don't impress me that much. They said, you know, for all the bang-up propaganda on him. Jesus Christ, he's this and that. He can throw 100 mile an hour. His curveball breaks off the table. He's this. I didn't see him. I haven't seen nothing in the guy. Let's see if we can get this call. We got another caller. You're on. Hello.
Hello, Gauze.
Gauze, yep.
Bill.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Gauze.
Yep.
This is Merv again. I think that was my grandson Luke trying to call in.
He should have said something. He hung up on me.
I heard him say Luke, and then, you know, it takes a little time to get going on this. I'll tell you what, I'll get off. You keep talking. I'll call him back and have him call you again.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right. See you.
All right. Yep. Bye. Well, okay. We had another call. That's a good thing. 516-666-9990. Keep them phones buzzing. Like I said, how about this Glasnow? Anybody impressed with this kid? I'm not. He dang near took that guy's head off from Philly. That Rupp kid. Holy hell. And he hit somebody else. And he can't hold runners on. They were stealing on him like it was left and right. Cervelli never had a chance. I mean, they were just stealing. I think they stole five bases.
I'm not that impressed with the guy. Tally on, maybe he can be all right. I don't know.
But this Glasnow, I think he needs a little more seasoning. They were right. Pirates knew what they were talking about. You know, keep him down here to work on his control. Well, they say he can throw 100 mile an hour, 98, but I haven't seen it yet. Maybe he's trying to, if he throws that 98, his control really goes out. But I don't know. The kid don't look good to me. Looks like he needs some more minor league experience. He's, what, 24? So, 23? I don't know. But what do you guys think out there? 516-666-9990. Give me a call. You want to talk about anything? Football? Want to talk about Pitt? Want to talk about Steelers? You want to talk about Penguins? Pirates? What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the Pirate bench. I think they got the best bench they ever had under Hurdle. This Frazier kid, man, I'll tell you what, he's tough. How about Freeze? And Joyce? How about the home run Joyce hit? And Rodriguez, I think he played five different positions yesterday. That guy's something else, man. And he's hitting the ball, too. Yeah, I think it's pretty damn good. That's a hell of a bench.
Give me a call. See what you think. 516-666-9990. We had a couple people drop off the phone. Don't be afraid to call. Don't be afraid. Call back. Oh, we got another caller here. Hang on there. Get this caller in here. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Who's talking?
Luke.
Luke from where?
Florida.
Luke from Florida?
Tom's grandson.
Oh, well, how you doing, Lukey?
Good.
What do you want to talk about, buddy?
Andrew McCutcheon.
Go ahead. You're on.
So how do you think about his ejection on his own night?
Oh, I think he was frustrated. He got a little mad. He not getting the calls he wants. Umpires are squeezing a plate on him, I think. I think that's what he thought.
Yeah,
so he threw his bat.
He just got a little mad.
Oh, yeah. He got a little mad. No doubt about that.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about him lately? He's starting to hit the ball a little better.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What was that?
What do you think about the catch hitting the ball? He's starting to hit the ball a little better. What do you think about that?
Yeah. That's better.
Yeah. It'll come around. That's your favorite player?
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy to emulate. He's a good good person, too, off the field.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling there, Luke, and I got another phone call here. Thanks for calling, bud.
Okay.
Call back next week,
bye,
buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. All right, we got another phone call. Who's this? You're on.
Hello, it's Justin from Davenport. I just wanted to call in to see your thoughts. I missed part of the show on Le'Veon Bell. What do you think of the story? I feel like it's gonna hurt the Steelers early on because they still have D'Angelo Williams, but I think it's gonna help them for his contract if they still want him, because how can you, the guy's been suspended 8 games in 2 years, so maybe it helps them negotiate with him.
Here's what I do, Dustin, from Davenport, Florida. After he comes back off his suspension, I run this guy ragged, okay? And if he doesn't get hurt, great. And if he does get hurt, okay. I'm not going to sign him anyway. But if he has a good year and he doesn't get hurt, he's going right on the franchise. I franchise him for another year. And you know what I do? Run the wheels off again.
Yeah, kind of like what they did with DeMarco Murray in Dallas. They fed him, like, unbelievable.
Exactly.
300-something. I think that's
exactly
what you do. You beat the beast at this point, because I couldn't believe the whole situation of one unraveled. But, I mean, D'Angelo Williams now, he's got 4 games to basically, you know, prove people wrong again and do what he did last year, revive himself, so. I mean, he's the only one that's probably excited about it. So we'll see if he's ready to go. I just hope it doesn't hurt them for home field advantage, because, you know, their schedule, I looked at the easiest schedule, Steelers are at the very bottom. So their opening 4 must be pretty rough. I forget what it is, but I saw other teams. I think Arizona's at the top. There's a bunch of teams that are ahead. The Steelers are near the bottom. They must have a hard schedule early on. Because
They open up with the Redskins, and they got the Bengals second game.
Oh. So
once again, he won't be available. And the other, Martavis Bryant, is, you know, he's out for the year. So that's about what I do to him. I run pulls off, run him ragged. If he gets hurt, too bad. Don't sign him. If he does good, put him on the franchise him, and then run his wheels off again. Then cut him. Then let him go. Well, that's about 5 years. You get your use out of them. That's about the average running back's lifespan.
Yeah. Lifespan.
You know.
On that one there. But that's
draft another
plan.
Get out of college. That's all.
I didn't think of that way. I didn't think of it that way. I just thought of, well, you got to, you know, maybe negotiate a long-term contract. But now, like you said, franchise and see you later.
Oh, I don't give this guy a long-term contract. You can't trust him. You can't trust him. You know,
right.
And now he's saying he changed his phone number so they couldn't get a hold of him. Well, that's a bunch of bull crap. He changed his phone number.
Because originally I heard that he was appealing, and I said, well, he must have some good story, so I'm going to wait to see what he has to say. But once I heard that, you know, I said, well, I guess he missed – I saw one report. He missed multiple ones, so something's not adding up somewhere. How about Josh Gordon only got 4 games? What do you think of that? I thought he'd at least get 6 to 8.
Well, he already got a year suspension, didn't he?
I thought it was only 4 now.
Last year he was.
Yeah, last year he was suspended. Yeah, but didn't he
fail
something else again? So I thought the punishment would be, you know, at least like 6 to 8 games. I thought 4 was pretty reasonable. Lucky for him, I thought, because I thought he did something again, you know, again, because he was appealing to see if he could even come back. They did. I didn't. 4 games, I thought that was a miracle. But yet again, because the 1 year they only gave him, he was suspended for the year, and then they let him play week 11. I mean, this guy's got magic hands on the court rulings, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's Goodell. That's
yeah,
Big Roger.
I mean, they must want him to play. They give him one more shot. Let's see if he could do it. He's good. Don't get me wrong, but I just want to see, you know, what he's like, because he hasn't played in 2 years. But I'm sure he'll, you know, give the Steelers trouble. But I mean, most people do. But we'll see. We'll see what Josh Gordon has left in the tank. I don't know. I just
how
thought,
about camp
said,
up on Thursday? Huh? How about that already? Love it.
It's crazy. It's football season. College football is going to be opening up too. Soon, it's about to be a great time. Who got Chapman? He just got traded from the Cubs, did right? The Cubs, they just traded for
Cubs
Chapman. They traded four people. I'm not sure who they are, but hopefully Pirates do something. You know, I don't know. Like you said, it's hard to trade. You know what they have, but you don't want to give away too much, but. Hopefully they could, you know, get lucky and find something.
Yep. Well, I don't think they're going to make any big deals, Pirates. They never do. So you're looking for Cubs or some team like that to do that. Pirates don't. Well, hey, Doss, we got about a minute left here. I want to thank you for calling.
Oh, no
problem. And keep in touch. Call me next week. Camp will be underway. We'll get some more news out of Steeler training camp.
All right. Sounds good.
Back. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, we got about 40 seconds left to the show, and went pretty good today. Got a lot of calls. Thanks to Merv in Florida, Dustin in Davenport, Luke in Florida. Thanks for the calls. Call back next week. A lot to talk about next week. Pirates will be another week into the – it'll be into August now. We'll see what they do in the trade deadline. And we'll see about the Steelers, see about Bell, see what his status is. And the show will be just as big as ever. So call back. And thanks again for calling, everybody. Bye. Till next Monday.